After every passing week, I think to myself, there's no possible way that anybody could top how bad the last week's HOH did. And every week, somehow in that Big Brother 27 house, it continues to get done. Every single week. It's often said that the first HOH of the season sets the tone for how the game is going to go, and Vince's bad HOH week has led to a snowball effect of terrible, tragic, and horrendous head of households that have made this season just completely unpredictable. I don't even know if this is a bad season or if this cast is just so idiotic that it's making it so bad. I don't know how to rate this season. It could be so bad it's good. Yes, these head of households have been bad. However, there hasn't really been a steamroll, but it has been some tragic gameplay. After Vince's head of household the first week of the season, I thought there's no way anybody could have a worse HOH than Vince. And then Jimmy had a worse HOH than Vince. And then Lauren has a worse HOH than Jimmy. And I thought there's no possible way anybody can be worse than Lauren. And somehow, some way, Mickey, who has been portrayed and does seem like she's one of the more competent players on the board, comes out and has arguably the worst head of household of the season after stealing it from Riley, and she ends up sending home one of her top allies that I don't think was ever gonna target her. I'm sad to see Jimmy go. Jimmy was my preseason winner pick and was somebody who I had at number three in my player rankings last week after Mickey took over Riley's head of household. I did not think that he was gonna be targeted, but some random Keanu get in the heads, some Vince pandering, and I think just a head of household that Jimmy had that for some reason left Mickey and Morgan feeling scorned for weeks was Jimmy's downfall. But to be fair, Mickey and Morgan never let him know that that was something that upset them. So it was just kind of a petty week and a petty reason to send home somebody that I think is super pro you. When you look at this cast, there really isn't that standout elite game player. And even if you want to make the argument that it's Rachel, while she wants things to happen, has not got her way yet this season. She's lost two of her closest allies already. So this is a very interesting case and a weird one that we haven't seen in a while. Let's talk about this week and how bad Mickey's head of household was. Mickey did not even consider taking a shot at Vince, especially as the week progressed with how they make this final four with Vince and Zach, with her and Morgan. And she tells Morgan to her face, like, this final four can't go long term because Vince and Zach like you more. It's like, you realize this and you know what's good for your game. And I think Vince, no doubt, was the better play for her. Mickey had this on her mind, I think, since the Amy vote and has not let this go. So I think she's always wanted to target Jimmy. And although the show is kind of giving you the edit, Vince is the one that's pulling the strings and is the one that's playing the most competent game. He's much like everybody else. He's not playing that great of a game. He wasn't the one that really persuaded Mickey to not go after him. This was all her doing and all in her own head. And a little bit of Keanu, which Keanu winning vetoes has been the only thing that has kept this season interesting. These head of households are forced to show their cards a little bit. Keanu, after winning this veto, was very funny because after he wins, he does one of his iconic moments where he tells Ava, "I think you have a prompt." And Ava blew up saying, "What the heck, dude? Or is it because I dress like this?" And that was crazy. She did have a prompt, like, to not say, "Congratulations, you've won the power of veto," right after somebody's won the veto is something that I have never seen. Keanu, yeah, is a house pariah. No one likes him. But I don't think he is even close to being the biggest house pariah that I have ever seen. And I think even when, like, Evil Dick was winning power of vetoes, when Janelle was winning power of vetoes, whoever was hosting him would still say, "Congratulations, you've won the power veto," would put it around their neck. And Ava, when she was supposed to say the words and hand him the veto, just stood there looking like she just sucked on a lemon. And when she said, "Is it because I dress like this?" I thought that was annoying. Like, when you make that so much of your identity that you think people are just picking on you because of the way that you dress, it's like you're almost going out of your way to dress like that just to get a reaction. And nobody's even considered backdooring Keanu. The fact fact that everybody's given him two shots to protect himself and he has won the veto three times in a row is kind of mind-blowing to me. Mickey even came up to him this week and said, would you rather be backdoored or put on the block straight up? And can't believe that happened either. When it came down to the eviction episode, we kind of got to hear everybody's take on Mickey's decision to replace Keanu with Jimmy. And a lot of people, especially her own people, were more shocked than anything. It ends up leaving a bitter taste in people like Ashley's mouth. Same thing with the likes of Rachel. I think Kelly has a bad taste in her mouth for Mickey. She does make a lot of enemies. But this was one of the more hilarious eviction episodes that I've seen. There's two votes to evict Kelly here, and they were Rachel and Ashley. Now, these two votes to evict Kelly, I think, are going to be looked at as shady, and it could come back to bite them. But I do think that whoever the head of household is this week is going to look to make a bigger move and a bigger splash, which is pretty exciting as far as the game goes. But I do think that's going to be something that is going to live in the back of their head moving forward. When Ashley goes to cast her vote and she has a long conversation with Will in the hallway where this vote is pretty much already done and done, Ashley is still just like on pins and needles on what she's going to do. And she's talking to Will after she has already casted her vote to evict Kelly after much thought and much of a long conversation with Rachel in the hallway. And as soon as Will is about to go in and cast his vote to evict, she comes back into the diary room and tries to change her vote. I've never had more like secondhand embarrassment watching a player do something and also laugh so hard at a Big Brother moment. Big Brother tries to kind of produce some comedy, but this live trying to change your vote moment, that's pure comedy. This is an all-time moment that will stick out in the show's history. It will never be forgotten. The best part of it all is I don't know if production told her or if she's actively lying right now, but Ashley is telling everybody that she voted to evict Jimmy. I really can't tell if she is actively lying right now or if she actually thinks when she went back in and told Julie that no, actually I vote to evict Kelly, like they took that vote and counted that instead, and she just didn't hear Julie going no. And I think a lot of people believe her. The reason a lot of people believe her is because she believes it, because she actually thinks that's what happened. More power to Miss Ashley Giesling. She's trying to pin it on Vince, and I think it's working. I don't even think this is intentional. This cast is so crazy that this is working for people. Upsetting to see Jimmy go and to see Jimmy's character not really live up to the hype. He was my preseason winner pick because it seems like he said all the right things in his preseason interview. Said things like about how he wants to be the villain. He wants to take over the game. What it turned out to be was just kind of manufactured stuff. And when he had his back against the wall this week, like Brittany Haynes said in the eviction episode on the Rob Has podcast, he was mostly a corpse for this whole entire process. Barely fought for his right to stay and kind of showed that he was all talk. Jimmy was not as good as we thought he was going to be. Now, before we dive into our player rankings, we have to know who the head of household is, because that is going to play a pretty sizable factor this week into what our player rankings are. Now, if you don't want to be spoiled on who the head of household is, I will give you a couple of seconds to click off the video. Thank you guys so much for watching. Click the subscribe button, click the bell icon so you're notified every single time I drop a new video. All right, here we go in 3, 2, 1. These head of households have been so unpredictable. It's always the most random person, I feel like, every week that ends up winning the head of household after the feeds have been down for a ridiculous amount of time. And who is the head of household? That would be Ava. If she does what she is planning to do, I do think that it submits her resume, and she is no longer somebody who is just really excellently playing the middle. A big reason why people say that they were targeting Jimmy was because he was playing the middle and he was playing both sides. I think Ava's doing that the best. Now that she is one head of household, she is going to have to kind of draw that line in the sand. I don't think she is scared to do that. The nominations that she is planning on doing, and it could have already happened by now, is going to be Zach, Keanu, and Vince. Now, while these are good nominations in theory, I could see a world where how this season has gone, that this could backfire tremendously here on Ava. So unfortunately for her, I mean, Zach has that $10,000 that will be able able to buy himself off the block, and he can use that after the veto competition. Keanu has been very good at winning the veto. In a crazy world, in the most worst case scenario here, Zach takes himself off the block, Keanu wins the veto, and let's say Vince wins Blockbuster. I mean, there is a chance that even though you put all three of these big targets up, Zach's power makes it complicated. Keanu's ability to win competitions makes it complicated. Vince might be in trouble. I'm not going to lie. He's the most in trouble out of the three of these people. The thing is, too, if Zach wins the veto, there's a chance that he could use his power and then use the veto on Vince. So even though this move is happening, it still has a lot of potential to backfire. She could get one. The fish that she's trying to get is Vince, and I do think that she could get him realistically. Vince is going to have to make a play. Let's dive into these player rankings here. I will tell you, we have some not great tiers for these players. We have next boot, not going to win, position not good, and potential winners. So we have three tiers where I think that they are positioned where I don't think they can win. So in the next boot tier, kicking things off at number 13, going down six spots, I have Vince. I like that he's a fan of the game, and I like that he thinks he's playing hard and doing the right thing. But unfortunately, this could be the end of his rope just because of who he's on the block against and how he's been playing this game. He has done it to himself, and unfortunately, I do see that this could be the end for him. But like I said, with Zach's power and the fact that he could win the veto, and Vince will have two tries to get himself off, and there is still a lot of game to be played this week. But Vince is such a mopey fella that I think being on the block is going to kill him. He could be a lot like Jimmy, where this could just put him in a bad spot. Unfortunately, I think Vince is the likely next boot. Coming in at number 12, I have Keanu. He will be on the block yet again this week. If he does not win the veto or a blockbuster and finds himself on the block come eviction night up against Vince, I think Keanu is potentially the only player on the board that Vince could stay against, just because Keanu has rubbed so many people the wrong way. He's won so many competitions, and he's somebody that I think Vince can actively campaign against and say, hey, Keanu's not good for your game. Keanu has given me a lot of confidence that he could go out and he could win competitions. I do think that if Keanu's on the block, Keanu will go home, but I'm pretty confident in his ability to win competitions. Coming in at 11, I have Riley. Now, if it's not Vince and it's not Keanu, I do think Ava's going to throw around the idea that Catherine should go on the block. I think that'll get back to Riley, and I think Riley will say, no way, put me on the block, in a world where Vince, Zach, and Keanu all end up not having to be on the block. I do think this will be Riley's time to go. Riley's going to be kind of the worst case scenario for Ava. I don't think she's going to put up the likes of Ashley or Mickey, because I do think they kind of have a rivalry brewing, and I think it would be better for her game to keep them around. And I think that her number one and Will is close to both of them. So I think with Will being covered on all sides, Ava kind of wanted to play the middle. I think it would be smarter for her and would behoove her to more target that Riley Catherine side of things. Now we have the not gonna win tier, and coming in at number 10, going up four spots somehow, we have Catherine. Catherine was somebody who I thought was going to be the boot this week, but then the Mickey and Jimmy of it all happened. Not a whole lot to say about her other than the fact that I feel for her in this Riley scenario. Don't think she has a whole lot of friends in the house. I think it's mostly just Riley and Lauren, so I don't think she'll have enough connections come the end of the game. I don't think she's played enough of an active game so far. Coming in at number 9, going up four spots, I have Kelly. This was a rough week for Kelly, but she ends up staying in the house. She also had one of the more memorable quotes in this episode after Jimmy ends up going home on the block next to her. She says, can't kill this bitch. I don't think Kelly will win this game, even if she gets all the way to the end, but it will be a week this week where I highly doubt that she will touch the block, unless the Riley and Catherine duo convince Ava they will work with her and that they won't put her up and that's bad for her game. In that case, I could maybe see her put Kelly up, but as of right now, I think she is safe for at least another week. And coming in at number 8 and going up no spots nor down any spots, I have Will. Now, Will is a player that right now is at the tippy top of the not gonna win tier, and I have been all over the map with Will. I at one point had Will at number 4. He hasn't been on the block in 2 weeks. His number 1 right now is the head of household. I do think Will is somebody who has rebounded nicely from being on the block and is somebody who is in a pretty solid position. But the problem is that I think if Morgan, Zach, Lauren, or Vince win ahead of household, I do think he goes up as a pawn. And I think if he gets to the end with any of these players, players that are on his side, I don't think that he wins. But I do think Will's improving his positioning every single week. But as far as winning the game, I just don't see it. In this position, not good category, how I classify these players are, they are high volume, high risk players where I think if this game that they're playing, which is very sloppy, all of them, I think if they get to the end, they have a chance to win if more of their people are on the jury. But right now they are playing pretty messy, and each week their spot on the list really depends on who the head of household is. And there are four of these players, and coming in at number seven, going up two spots, I have Ashley. Now Ashley is somebody who I think is the most improved player, and I think Ashley is playing a pretty solid game right now. Obviously, I think she has a bad relationship with Mickey. Obviously, she's close with Will, and I think by proxy is going to be safe with Ava, because I do think Ava would want to put Ashley on the block in a regular circumstance, but I do think Will kind of talk her out of it. Coming in at number six and going down two spots, I have Morgan. Morgan, I think, is going to be figured out, and she's going to be figured out pretty quick. I think Mickey was even throwing dirt on her name this week. Zach, I don't think, wants to be associated with her, and Ashley is very anti-Morgan. I think Rachel also knows that she is playing a very hard game for the opposite side. Even though I think she thinks she's playing a really good game, it's not very good, and it's super out in the open, and that is where Morgan kind of falters. Unfortunately, I don't think her position is that great. I think people will be talking about her. Coming in at number five, going down one spot, I have Mickey, this last week's head of household. It is kind of crazy that she is not in the next boot tier after how bad that head of household was. I think Mickey still has a somewhat good relationship with Will, and I think Will, if he's smart, will tell Ava, don't put Mickey up, let somebody else take that shot. Mickey kind of got lucky with who ends up winning this head of household, because I think she ends up having bigger fish to fry. I think if somebody like Rachel wins this head of household, there is a chance that she could have got blinded by how Mickey did Jimmy and maybe got off of the Vince train and more so targeted Mickey. And she's a pretty good social player, so she kind of insulates herself again and does a good job socially. I do think that she can kind of meld back in with the group and do a good job that way. Coming in at number four and going up four spots, and at the top of the position not so good tier, I have Rachel. Rachel's losing number one allies left and right, but it seems like every time that she loses a top ally, she gains one. So she's kind of down to Ashley right now. Ashley, in any given week going forward, could be the next one to go. Rachel's playing a pretty solid strategy right now that I don't even know if she knows she's doing it, but every ally that she has, every number one she has, ends up going out the door. Ashley may be next. Now let's get into the potential winners, the only people I think in a good position this week. And coming in at number three, going down one spot, I have Zach. Now I understand that I think Zach is going to be a nominee this week, but he is not going to be on the block come eviction night no matter what. He is still pretty well connected, and I don't think he has actively pissed anybody off. Once he escapes this week and Vince goes home, I still stand by the fact that once Vince leaves, I think Zach's game kind of opens up, because I don't think Zach becomes the next target after Vince. I still think you have Keanu who will be a target. I think the showmance of Catherine and Riley become more of a target for the house. I think you have the Ashley, the Mickey beef. Morgan's more out in front. I do think once Vince goes home, and if it's this week, he does kind of fade more into the background. Coming in at number two and going up four spots, I have Lauren. If you would have told me after Lauren's head of household Tribe, you would have her at number two on your player rankings, I would have said you are absolutely insane. But the thing is I don't think anybody after Mickey's head of household is going to be targeting Lauren. I think Lauren is kind of looked at as this roaming floater, and that is a good look for her because she is actively playing, I think, a pretty solid game behind the scenes. She can explain her game to a jury. I do think she ends up winning some votes, especially if it's against somebody that the jury doesn't like. I do think Lauren could be looked at as somebody who's an easy win, and I think Lauren is somebody who could win the game at the very end. And coming in at number one, going up no spots, down no spots, I have Ava. She gets Vince out this week as a huge resume move for her. She's been playing the middle, I think, the best out of anybody because nobody suspects it. And if she gets out Vince this week, I do think that ends up being perhaps the biggest move on anybody's resume so far. You might say, oh, this just means that like Zach and Lauren, Morgan, they're going to be coming after Ava. And I'm thinking to myself, you really think that they are going to be coming after Ava over Ashley, Mickey, or Rachel. Even though she sends home Vince, there's absolutely no way they come for Ava before them. And I'm pulling for her. I think she is playing the middle of the best and possibly is playing the best game out of anybody. What do you guys think about this week of Big Brother? Who do you think is playing the best game? I gotta know. Leave it in the comment section down below. Thank you guys so much for watching this video, and I hope you guys have a great rest of your day.